Don't Bother Me with Details by Catherine Britton, read by Leah Martin. So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. Joshua 11:23. Every so often I take out my old Dear Diary from when I was 8 years old and thumb through it for the sake of hilarity. Most entries go something like this. Today I woke up at 7:47 a.m. Then I ate pancakes for breakfast. I love pancakes. Then I did school and I brought my magnifying glass with binoculars with me to the co-op. Then we played outside in the afternoon. I scraped my knee and when I fell off my bike, but I rode all the way around the house on the grass. Riveting, no? Amusement carries me through about 3 very short Dear Diary entries, then I close the flowery notebook and get back to my current life. After I've read through a week of what I had for breakfast, I'm done observing my former status as a cute kid. Every little detail that I thought was so important when I was 8 just doesn't thrill me now. Unfortunately, I've had a tendency to take the same approach to certain portions of Scripture. You know the ones I'm talking about. This is what Moses had given the tribe of Gad, from Heshbon to Ramath Mitzpah and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir. All the territories and distances and kings of what city, etc., are very much like those breakfast entries. That's nice, God, but frankly, I don't really care anymore. I didn't think it was possible to make a sermon out of such details, but a pastor proved me wrong on Sunday. In fact, he made a sermon out of all 9 chapters detailing which tribes and clans got what land when the Israelites finally took Canaan. And unbelievably, I found myself reveling in the inane details. Consider that this doling out of territory was 600 years in the making, a promise made to Abraham 600 years before this moment, before Egypt happened, before Abraham even had an heir of his own kin. 600 years later, God's promise that Israel would possess the land of Canaan finally comes through. And in all that time, God has not lost sight of the details. In the midst of this plan that spans more than half a millennium, the Lord of Israel comes from the span of heaven and picks out every plot of earth that every clan will inherit. We serve a God who controls both the universe and the finest breath of wind, who orchestrates all of history and the little details for our lives. 9 chapters about plots of land? Apparently, he cares enough about the details to include them in divine revelation. And yet, how often do we pass over these same details tucked away in Scripture, even when we're searching for assurance of God's hand in our life? As Abraham Piper writes, it's true that knowing Michmethah is east of Shechem ranks very low in the list of facts that are important to know from the Bible. But it matters because the sum of all the dull details that God has accomplished proves that whatever he promises, he will do. Intersecting faith and life. Is your life boring right now as you work through the inane details of day-to-day living? Rejoice in knowing that God's hand is at work, even in these little things. For further reading, check out Joshua 21:45 and Joshua 23:14.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.